The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State hosts Michigan on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude the coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ken Rhoda, WHBC Radio.
Urban, you talked about the defense having to be much better after the Maryland game for this Michigan game. Can you fix it in 1 week's time?
Well, we're attempting to, and Baron Browning's back, and that gives us, is about as healthy as we've been. So working real hard at it.
And let's say maybe it doesn't get completely fixed. We saw last night two teams in the NFL just try and outscore each other with your offense ranking so high. Is that a mentality maybe you need to take, is just outscore the opposition in a high-scoring game?
We never really take that. We have to do what we have to do. But you never go into a game. You just offense, defense, and kicking game. You work together and do the best you can to go in the game. But there's never been a mindset of that we're not going to play well on one side of the ball or the other.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Landis, Athletic.
Hi, Urban. I'm not sure if you had a chance to watch much of Michigan's offense yet, but what have your defensive coaches told you about the kind of impact that Ed Warner has had on their offense and their offensive line?
Well, they have. Ed's a great coach, and you can see his personality and a lot of his schemes that he believes in that offensive line.
You obviously worked with him for a long time. What makes him – you referred to him as the best offensive line coach in the country when you had him here. What makes him one of the best offensive line coaches in the country?
Oh, his football acumen is outstanding.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. You've won three national championships, almost everything you could imagine. How much pride do you take in being 6-0 against Michigan? Where does that rank among all the things that you've done as a coach?
Bill, all due respect, I just don't have time to, the next one's the most important, and that's the same focus I ask of our players. So, it's a great rivalry that I've made this comment many, many times that I have an incredible amount of respect for this rivalry, and how you show your respect is prepare the very best you can for it.
And when you talked about the defense, do you foresee a possibility of personnel changes or significant schematic changes?
This week?
Yes, this week.
We're still in the early stages. We have practice today, obviously, and I spend most of my time, obviously, with the offense, but I have spent some time, and we are looking at quite a variety of things that we think will give us our best opportunity to slow down and stop the team up north.
Okay. Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Ari Wasserman, The Athletic.
Hey, Urban, yesterday in the press conference I asked you about the importance of, being from Ohio or players from Ohio and their understanding of what it means to put the uniform on. But, one of the players on your team who's not from Ohio, Terry McLaurin, just seems to play like an Ohioan, hard all across the field and in all aspects of the game. Can you just talk about how hard it might have been or how easy it might have been for him to just pick that up? Why does he play the way that he does and why does he just get it?
I like how you said he plays like an Ohioan. I'm very partial to that. Terry is, it's well documented, the respect I have for him. He was not a very highly recruited guy, came to camp, and I said he needed work on this, came back, and you could tell he worked nonstop at it. And so glad he's here. And he's just one of those unique guys. We all come across, several guys like that every year. And Terry is, I've had the John Simons and, Zach Borens, et cetera, Shaziers. And, this guy just gives you that. He doesn't know how to not go hard is the easiest way I got to say that.
Urban, you've had players over the years, like you just said, John Simons, Shazier, Evan Spencer, the list goes on. what is it about all, like, if you could bring one thing that all those guys have in common, what would that thing be, and does Terry have it?
It's the essence of what we do, and it's the competitor. It's the five competitor, you know, the elite, fierce competitor that, you know, he's made comments to our team that, you know, he's blown out and he just couldn't come out of the game because he knew he had to get the ball down on the, you know, to do his job. So it's the competitive spirit in those guys.
Thanks, Urban.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban, I know you studied Michigan's offense a ton this week. How hard is it to find things to exploit? How good are they?
Their offense or defense?
Their defense, Michigan's defense.
They're that good. I mean, they're very good. And, you know, the job of an offensive coach and is to find weaknesses, expose it. And this is going to be, a, you know, one-on-one battles as far as blocking, as far as receivers against their man-free team. And this will be there's not a whole lot of, you know, sometimes you face, you know, trick-style defenses. That's not it at all. This is just a very good group of players that play hard.
And do you have an update on any of the injuries?
Yeah, I think we're good to go. You know, Mike Weber will be good to go. Baron Browning is good to go. Darren Munford should be good to go.
McLaurin.
Oh, he's good.
Okay.
He's cleared.
Okay. Thank you, Urban.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, what's the best thing about the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry?
I guess I've said it several times, is just the respect on both ends of it. And, you know, I learned that at a very young age, and I witnessed it, and it was in 1986-87. And the fierce, you know, competitiveness of it, but there's also that mutual respect. They're going to play as hard as they can, but I know both universities, both programs, there's the respect factor. And that means, I didn't say like, but there's respect.
Is there time while you're preparing and while the game's going on to enjoy it, or is it too intense to enjoy until after the fact, you know, especially if you win, you can enjoy it even more?
Seems like I get that question a lot nowadays, and it's only time to enjoy it if you win after the game.
Thanks.
Coach, thank you for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.